People see a lot of things when they look at the American natural gas industry. Some see potential environmental dangers, others see it as a bridge to renewable energy. President Obama envisions more than 600,000 new jobs. But when Arthur Berman looks at the natural gas industry, he sees an iceberg on the open sea.
We got to turn to miss that iceberg, but we sure better start turning 10 or 15 miles away from it, or else we're going to hit it.
Berman is a geologist who consults for energy companies. Lately, he's developed a reputation as the Debbie Downer of the natural gas world. For one thing, he doesn't think the U.S. has as much of it as has been estimated.
My math says we got 23 years and not anywhere near 100 years.
For another, he believes that all the cheerleading for natural gas has left U.S. financial markets in danger. Here's how. The rush to extract has brought down natural gas prices. That's meant less profit for drillers and gas companies. But some of those companies continue to drill. Berman says you'll have to leave the shale fields of South Texas and pay a visit to Wall Street to figure out why.
Apparently, investors, Wall Street broadly, like growth. They like to see growth. And as long as there's growth, somebody's going to buy that stock and the stock price stays high.
That means some companies are continuing to drill to keep investment up, even as their profits are plummeting. If natural gas prices continue to fall, and Berman thinks they will, those companies will face a day of reckoning. With so much of the financial markets tied to energy, that could have a ripple effect outside of the natural gas industry.
I'm not implying that this situation would be anywhere near the magnitude of the subprime, but it's comparable, at least in terms of the over-leveraging, in terms of the broad enthusiasm. Everybody thinks this is a great thing.
Look, if we'd have had a cold winter this year, like we did the previous two winters, price of gas would be over $4.
David Blackman is the director of America's Natural Gas Alliance. He says reports of the industry's demise have been greatly exaggerated, and that the laws of supply and demand will ensure gas prices rise again, just as they always have.
Just in September, the industry was running over 850 natural gas drilling rigs. A month from now, it may be below 600. And at some point, you're going to reduce supply enough to where the price will start going back up again.
Arthur Berman agrees, saying it's not a question of whether prices will rebound, but how low they get before they do. In any case, the cost raises its own slew of unknowns, from whether the U.S. should start exporting its natural gas, as some have proposed, to how high your electric bill will be in years to come. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.